Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the newest news network, where we report the news, no matter what. Well, America, we're at day 120 of being under attack by zombies, aliens, and vampires. Despite the fact that people are dying every day, we have yet to find a way to counter the terror. So we forge on. Oh, we forge on. This week in the news. On Monday, President George W. Bush, wait, strike that, former President George W. Bush, defended his presidency, saying, quote, "My job was to protect America, and I did," end quote. Bush also said that he was upset with Kanye West's comments that President Bush did not care about black people. Said Bush, quote, "I resent it, and it's not true. And it was one of the most disgusting moments in my presidency," end quote. When questioned about how he would handle the current climate in which the world is under attack by zombies, aliens, and vampires, Bush responded, quote, "I'm pretty sure I just said the worst moment of my presidency was not the downfall of the economy or terror attacks, but rather slanderous words from a hip-hopper. Suffice it to say, if I was president now, I'd shit my pants and quit," end quote. Well, I, for one, am glad he is not in presidency. Also in the news, BP said they, quote, "have not seen a single instance where a human being made a conscious decision to favor dollars over safety," end quote. Our reporters at TNNN have dug in deep and can confirm that BP would never have forced safety regulations. In fact, the problems that happened at that well had nothing to do with the constantly raising gas prices or profit thereof. If anything, they were a ploy to make our planet less desirable to zombies, vampires, and aliens. And to that we say, kudos, BP. Kudos. Also in the news, MSNBC anchor Keith Olbermann released an open letter to his viewers apologizing for having, quote, "precipitated such anxiety and unnecessary drama," end quote, while criticizing NBC News reps. Olbermann was suspended after having openly donated to Democratic candidates. The NBC reps were thrown in a tizzy, as Republican candidates also donated, but they donated to vampires, not just zombies. And everyone knows donating to zombies is frowned upon and deserving of unnecessary discipline. Olbermann, this week you get a "What's Wrong With You?" Here it is.
What's wrong with you, Keith Olbermann? What's wrong with you?
The Jackson kids were quoted as saying Michael Jackson was, quote, "just a normal dad," end quote. Though we don't enjoy working with them, a representative from the aliens attacking our planet thinks differently. Here is some audio from the alien representative. Well, I think we can say that he was pretty sure MJ was not just a normal dad. On Tuesday, November 9th, an unidentified contrail was seen off the coast of California. When questioned whether it was from an attacking Russian or alien, the government remained silent. Further proof that perhaps we're doomed to die, no matter what. In entertainment news, Bristol Palin survived on Dancing with the Stars as Kurt Warner sadly departed. To be totally honest, we don't care. Unless Bristol is using that shooting knowledge her mother gave her to get rid of zombies, aliens, and/or vampires, we don't want her in our news. To make more of a point in regard to the dangerous effects cigarettes have upon their users, cigarette packs now have graphic photos that include dead bodies, cancer patients, and diseased lungs, though it has had no effect upon younger users who find the photos to be, quote, ridiculous, end quote, quote, who cares, end quote, and, quote, dope, end quote, they have had an effect upon vampires who seem to be turned off from the idea of drinking the blood of someone who has a lung that looks like an overdone roast. Good job, cigarette companies. Good job. Big news of the week was that the Carnival Cruise Line that was stuck at sea after an engine fire. The only thing that kept them company was an endless amount of food, entertainment, and fun. Said a local vampire, quote, we would have attacked, but they had been through so much, end quote. Very nice vampires. Classy. And finally, one finally meaning this is the last story of our broadcast, the other finally meaning finally this has happened, a drive-through sex shop has opened up in Alabama, further illustrating that in a normal world, we could just dress up as another person and buy our sex toys at a normal sex shop, or even do it online. However, since we are under attack by zombies, vampires, and aliens, we must purchase our sex toys on the run. Though it is unfortunate, it is also very, very convenient. Well, this concludes our broadcast. We hope that you make it through the rest of the week to tune in next week when we report the news, no matter what.